Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and I'm back with another midweek show. Hope everyone's doing good this week so far. This week, I'm going to be talking about metalcore band from Cleveland, Ohio, Chimera. They were formed in 1998, and were a member of the so-called new wave of American heavy metal scene that came out in the late 90s, early 2000s, which included metalcore, grindcore, deathcore, and all them other cores. They actually got their name from a creature from Greek mythology. This creature had the body and head of a lion, another head, a goat head poking out its back, and a serpent tail. So that's where they got their name for the band. Now these guys, they've had numerous lineup changes over the years. And actually in 2014 they broke up, but they've gotten together a couple times since then. Played some Christmas shows in their hometown of Cleveland, and they did one in 2017, and then they were going to do one in 2020, but it got ixnayed because of COVID. And now actually they're getting back together this year. They're going to do a tour for their 20th anniversary of their album The Impossibility of Reason, which was released in 2003. But the album I'm going to be talking about tonight is their album Resurrection, which is their fourth studio album from 2007. And I picked this album because this is what came up on my Apple playlist today. So I listened to this again probably for the first time in probably 5 or 6 years. So okay, it was recorded in the winter of 2006 at Audio Hammer Studios. It was produced by Jason Sukoff. Mix engineered, and the drums were tracked by Andy Sneap at Backstage Studios. And if you've heard that name before, he's a pretty famous heavy metal producer and engineer. And he also took the reins for Glenn Tipton from Judas Priest when he wasn't able to tour anymore, when he had his issues. It was released on March 6th, 2007. They had originally, their first three albums that they made, they were with Roadrunner Records, and somehow they got out of their contract with them, and they went with a label, Ferret Music, which handled their U.S. distribution, and Nuclear Blast Records did their worldwide distribution. And they actually made two versions of this album. Regular version, and then they did a limited edition version with different cover art, and it also had a DVD documentary with it about the making of the album. And I'll get into them extra songs and stuff when I go through the track list. So anyway, the length of the album is 51 minutes, 35 seconds for the regular edition, and 59 minutes and 3 seconds for the limited edition. Let's go over the band members and additional personnel. First, we got Mark Hunter on lead vocals, rhythm guitar, keyboards, and he does some sampling. Next, we got Rob Arnold on lead guitar. Chris Spicuzza, keyboards and backing vocals. Jim LaMarca on bass. Matt DeVry on rhythm guitar. And Andels Herrick on drums. And then we got the producer did additional keyboards and some samples, the Jason Sukoff. And Steve Steverson, additional vocals on the song Worthless. Artwork by Dennis Sabine. I guess that's how you say it, Sabine. Photography by Todd Bell, and it was mastered by Ted Jensen at Sterling Sound. Okay, let's go over the track list here. Track one, we got the title track, Resurrection. Track two, Pleasure and Pain. Track three, Worthless. Track four, Six. Track five, No Reason to Live. Track six, Killing the Beast. Track seven, The Flame. That's a very good song. That's my favorite song on the album. Track eight, End It All. Track nine, Blackheart. Track 10, Needle. And track 11, Empire. And that's the original version. And then on the bonus version, they had the two extra tracks, which would be track 12, Kingdom of Heartache, and track 13, Paralyzed. Okay, on to the tour. The Resurrection Tour. Started February 16th, 2008, in Salt Lake City, Utah. And they were doing a 20-date small U.S. tour, opening up for All That Remains, and Five Finger Death Punch was on that bill too, I believe. Then Nuclear Blast put them on tour over in Europe and the U.K. for a solo tour, and I think they had like local bands opening up the shows for that. And then they came back to the U.S. after that and started opening up for, went on another tour with Korn and Biohazard, actually. And then they got on the Death Clock tour after that. And that's how they ended out the tour. And let me find the date here when that ended. December 30th. The Chimera Christmas Show in Cleveland, Ohio. So that's it for the tour. Now, like I said, today was the first time I've heard this album again in probably at least five years. And I believe this is their best album that they put out. And I'm going to give it, I'm going to say a 3.8. It still holds up pretty good. It's a little bit more thrashier sounding and harder than their first three albums for sure. So, well, that's all I got for Chimera and their album Resurrection. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening and watching, and the YouTube is doing awesome, so keep up the good work. Keep watching, guys. We really appreciate it. Check us out on all the social medias. I don't know if we're going to be on X very much longer if Elon starts making everybody pay to be on there. So if you don't see us on there anymore, then you know why. I'm not going to pay to be on social media. So, that's all I got, guys. Thanks again, and stay evil, everybody.
Choose us like a general, leading the war by using it to a battle.